is how it feels.
You know, Brandon, there's a lot that you can say without saying anything.
Yeah, it's body language.
It's body language. I'm Tanya in with Brandon from Summit Family Therapy today, and we're talking about right now those key nonverbal cues.
So much of communication is nonverbal.
So true.
And if we are breaking the ice with someone, if we're trying to connect with someone, the last thing we need is a frown.
Mm-hmm.
What we need is some sort of smile, some sort of open body language. Crossed arms, big no-no. Hands on hips, no-no. That's closed body language. Mm-hmm. That is putting up a wall. If you're talking to someone and you have that kind of body language and you don't know much about them, you don't know about their background, you don't know about what kind of trauma they've experienced,
mm-hmm.
they might see you very much in a similar light to someone who abused them in the past
mm-hmm.
because of that closed, aggressive stance. That doesn't build bridges. That builds walls.
I think sometimes people aren't even aware that they do that. So maybe to have an accountability partner, just someone that will lovingly and directly tell you the truth so that you can grow. You can continue to grow. Because we do. We want to connect not only, you know, being a human, but also Christians.
Correct.
We need to connect with others. And sometimes that starts with the nonverbal.
Correct. You know, if we see someone at church and we've got our arms crossed and a frown on our face mm-hmm. and they're brand new, maybe they're looking for a congregation to join, that doesn't send a welcoming light.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't speak to hospitality.
Mm-hmm. And we want to be the opposite. We want to be the light and the love of Jesus.
Correct.
Hey, if you are struggling with some social cues, give us a text or a call, 888-691-9150. Here's the number.